change their lives so as to make room for their self and the newly discovered parts of them. Those clients and the rest of us didn't come to be dominated by those striving, materialistic, and competitive parts by accident. Those are the same parts that dominate most of the countries on our planet, and particularly my country, the United States. When my clients are in the grip of those particular parts, they have little regard for the damage they're doing to their health and relationships. Similarly, countries obsessed with unlimited growth have little regard for their impact on the majority of their people or the health of the climate and the earth. Such mindless striving of people or of countries usually leads to a crash of some sort. As I write this, we are amid the COVID-19 pandemic. It has the potential to be the wake-up call we need so we don't suffer worse ones down the road, but it remains to be seen whether our leaders will use this painful pause to listen to the suffering of the majority of our people and also learn to collaborate rather than compete with other countries. Can we change nationally and internationally in the ways my clients are often able to? Inherent goodness. We can't make the necessary changes without a new model of the mind. Ecologist Daniel Christian Wall states that humanity is coming of age and needs a new story that is powerful and meaningful enough to galvanize global collaboration and guide a collective response to the converging crises we are facing. In the fundamentally interconnected and interdependent planetary system we participate in, the best way to care for oneself and those closest to oneself is to start caring more for the benefit of the collective, all life. Metaphorically speaking, we are all in the same boat. Our planetary life support system, or, in Buckminster Fuller's words, spaceship Earth. The them against us thinking that for too long has defined politics between nations, companies, and people is profoundly anachronistic. Jimmy Carter echoes that sentiment. What is needed now, more than ever, is leadership that steers us away from fear and fosters greater confidence in the inherent goodness and ingenuity of humanity. Our leaders can't do that, however, with the way we currently understand the mind, because it highlights the darkness in humanity. We need a new paradigm that convincingly shows that humanity is inherently good and thoroughly interconnected. With that understanding, we can finally move from being ego, family, and ethnocentric to species, bio, and planet-centric. Such a change won't be easy. Too many of our basic institutions are based on the dark view. Take, for example, neoliberalism, the economic philosophy of Milton Friedman that undergirds the kind of cutthroat capitalism that has dominated many countries, including the U.S., since the days of Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher. Neoliberalism is based on the belief that people are basically selfish and, therefore, it's everyone for themselves in a survival of the fittest world. The government needs to get out of the way so the fittest can not only help us survive, but thrive. This economic philosophy has resulted in massive inequality, as well as the disconnection and polarization among people that we experience so dramatically today. The time has come for a new view of human nature that releases the collaboration and caring that lives in our hearts. The promise of IFS. I know it sounds grandiose, but this audiobook offers the kind of uplifting paradigm and set of practices that can achieve the changes we need. It's full of exercises that will confirm the radically positive